Who else should you involve on your medical team? And if there is someone you should involve, how do you decide who it should be? The meditations this week on guidance are inspired by Edgar Cayce. Edgar Cayce was a medical intuitive who practiced during the first part of the last century in Virginia Beach, Virginia. He is known to have created a very large hospital that involved implementing the guidance that he received when reclining on a couch asleep. It's quite an incredible story if you're not aware of it. I've just completed reading a biography of Edgar Cayce and learned a lot about the incredible story behind what he did. Edgar Cayce was an uneducated man who learned at a very early age that when he went to sleep and was asked certain specific questions about the medical challenges of an individual, he could very eloquently describe the problem and suggest remedies, therapies, and other kind of treatments that would help the individual recover and get well. It's a miraculous story because when Cayce would wake up and he would be told what was transcribed from what he actually said, he used words that he never knew that he knew, and he made recommendations that came from someplace beyond him. He basically talked about skills of osteopaths and the skills of body workers that he was really not familiar with. So the curiosity turns on, where in the world did all of this information come from? The miracle was that he did this time after time after time after time, 2 readings a day on average, and for each individual that followed his recommendations, whatever they might have been, they got better, they got well. What I've decided is to implement a series of meditations that draw on how he did what he did. In other words, what I want to say is, if he could do it, why can't anyone do it? Here's my challenge for you then this week. First of all, I want to suggest that you might want to locate a tape recorder. In other words, a way of recording yourself as you go through the meditation that I'm about to present. There's a second alternative, and that alternative is you could ask a friend, a spouse, or a family member to sit with you during this particular meditation. And as I present the questions, you can speak out loud the answers. The person then that's with you can actually transcribe the answers. That is, they can take notes and write down what you say so that they can tell you after the session and remind you everything that you've actually said. A third possibility is you can actually jot down notes yourself as you go through this meditation. So 3 ways of going about doing this. Just decide which one is going to work for you the best on this round number 1. Cayce literally would put himself to sleep on a couch, and then somebody would ask him specific questions that would pertain to an individual that was confronting health problems. He didn't have to know anything about what the problems were. All he had to do was to connect in with that particular individual. Where did Edgar Cayce get his information? Well, we obviously don't know, and clearly he had no clue. He had no idea. But obviously it was coming from somewhere. So here's what I want to suggest that you do during this particular meditation. Connect with the highest wisdom for you. This could possibly be a parent. It could possibly be a good friend. It could possibly be a teacher. It could possibly be somebody who wrote a book that you admire greatly, though you really haven't ever met them. It could be a wise sage from the past that you admire. It could be capturing the wisdom of the other side of the veil. And by that I mean you might want to connect with what's called the Akashic Records. All I know is that there's a place that presumably you can go to that gives you information about everything. Some people have described this as a very large book that you actually pass through as you're actually asking the questions. Does this place exist? Well, I really don't know. But for you, if it's a good place to go, then set your intention to go to the Akashic Records. Other individuals tell me they have spirit guides or a spirit guide. If that's a good contact for you, then connect with your spirit guide. So find someone else, whether it's a parent, a friend, a teacher, a sage from the past, the wisdom of the Akashic Records, or perhaps a spirit guide, some entity, whether they are living or dead. Connect with that individual now. Connect with their wisdom. So it really could be anybody or any entity from the present or the past, or for that matter, even the future. Here's why I think this is helpful. I oftentimes talk about the value of connecting with the wisdom of your body. In other words, listen to what your body is telling you. That works for some people, but it doesn't work for other people. This is a different way of getting at the very same thing. It's very specific, so what's important is that you decide on one entity, one being to connect with during this particular meditation. And if you decide to go through the meditation a second or third or fourth or many times, you can obviously connect with different entities. That is, perhaps you might want to connect with a parent this first round. The second round, you might want to connect with a teacher that you greatly admired. So make a choice now. Whatever that entity is going to be the right entity for you to connect with during this particular session. And of course, the idea is to untangle ourselves from the thoughts that tend to drag us down into the muck and mud of not being able to figure out what we need to do next. The real challenge, as it turns out, is there are many, many alternatives of therapies and treatments and activities that are known to help people get relief from their symptoms. The list is actually very, very long. So the real question turns on what activities are going to be most helpful to you, and more specifically, what individuals can provide you with the most help. So settle in, and now that you've either got your tape recorder or your paper and pencil or your friend with you to transcribe what you do, what I want to just ask you to do is, like Edgar Cayce, lie down on an imaginary couch. You might want to lie down on a real couch if you have one, but it actually just could be an imaginary couch, just like Edgar Cayce did. And while you're actually going to be awake as we go through this exercise, think about what Edgar Cayce did and simply allow yourself to go into a semi-place of sleep. So settle in, relax, get ready to have an interesting ride, and also get ready to have a great deal of fun. I'm going to ask you a whole series of questions, and what I want to ask you to do is simply settle in and ask the person or the entity, living or not, for the answer and see what comes back. The answer may come in the form of a feeling, either wonderful or awful. The answer may come in the form of colors. The answer may come in the form of words. I may actually hear words or sentences. The answer may come in the form of images. So as you go through this, just if you're making notes to yourself, just jot a note breakdown of whatever came through. Could be a smell, could be a taste, who knows what came through, but it probably has some meaning for you that you can consider and analyze later. It's important to take notes as you go through or have a friend transcribe your verbal answers or to actually speak into a tape recorder as I am now so that you can be sure and capture all the information that you're receiving from the friend, the teacher, the parent, or the entity that you've connected with. So get ready to get some guidance. This trip should be fun this week. Settle in, take a deep breath in and out. And what I'm going to do is to ask you a whole series of questions. I'm going to pause for a bit and allow you to listen to what this guidance is from the individual or the entity that you have connected with now. We can all get guidance. It's really a question of asking for it and finding out what the answers are. So I'll ask the questions, and essentially what you'll be doing is connecting with the entity and asking for the answers to come through in whatever form they need to come through. It's a good idea to talk out loud so that you can be sure and record what it is that you're getting for information. So here we go. Get set. Lie on the couch. Put yourself into a semi-state of sleep. And become Edgar Cayce now as you get wisdom about the next steps that you need to take for your own healing. We're talking about what you need to do now. We're addressing what you need to do in the moment to be able to get relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. What should I do today to feel better? And now listen for the answer. Hear the answer. Smell the answer. Taste the answer. Feel the answer. Connecting with that same entity now. Ask, what should I do today to get relief from my symptoms? And listen for the answer. Hear the answer. Feel the answer. Smell the answer. Taste the answer. Sense the answer. What should I do tomorrow to feel better? Not today, but tomorrow. What should I do tomorrow to get relief from my symptoms? What should I do this month to feel better? What should I do this month to get relief from my symptoms? Imagining now that you are in a conversation with this individual or entity that you have connected with, and they are providing you with the answers to these questions. What therapies or treatments have I discarded that I should reconsider? What therapies or treatments do I use now that I should abandon? And now, who should I enroll on my medical team who is not currently a member? And I have a list for you to consider. As I go down this list, listen for the answers that are provided to you by the highest wisdom you have connected to. So again, the question is, who should I enroll in my medical team who is not currently a member? A naturopath? Listen for the answer. A nutritional counselor? Listen for the answer. A body worker in the form of an individual who does Reiki, for example, or healing touch? Listen for the answer. Again, the question is, who should I enroll in my medical team who is not currently a member? A friend? Listen to the answer. Some people clearly are already on board. A family member? Listen for the answer. A neurologist? Listen for the answer. The question again is, who should I enroll in my medical team who is not currently a member? A holistic medical doctor? Listen for the answer. A pharmacist? Listen for the answer. A physical therapist? Listen for the answer. The question again is, who should I enroll in my medical team who is not currently a member? A coach? To help me stay on track? A healer? Listen for the answer. A cranial sacral therapist? Listen for the answer. A Bowen therapist? Listen for the answer. An Alexander Technique practitioner? Listen for the answer. The question again is, who should I enroll in my medical team who is not currently a member? An emotional freedom technique or EFT practitioner? Listen for the answer. A psychic? Listen for the answer. A Tai Chi instructor? Listen for the answer. An acupuncturist? Listen for the answer. A humorist or comic? Listen for the answer. Someone who challenges your memory? Listen for the answer. An Hippocrates counselor? Listen for the answer. An allergy specialist? Listen for the answer. A specialist about amino acids? Listen for the answer. An Ayurvedic practitioner? Listen for the answer. A neuro-linguistic programming practitioner? Listen for the answer. A herbalist? Listen for the answer. An aromatherapist? Listen for the answer. A specialist in Bach flower essences? Listen for the answer. A specialist in essential oils? Listen for the answer. A spiritual counselor? Listen for the answer. A psychologist? Listen for the answer. A homeopath doctor? Listen for the answer. An osteopath? Listen for the answer. A specialist in hydration? Listen for the answer. Is there a profession that I have not yet listed that you need to recruit for your medical team? Listen for the answer. It's either yes or no. Get that through a feeling, an instinct, hearing it, seeing it, a sense of whether or not the answer is yes or no. And if the answer is there is somebody that we've not listed, what type of person is it? Listen for the answer. The last part of the meditation then involves work that you can do at your leisure, and that work involves reviewing the transcription of what you heard or felt or sensed or saw or smelled or tasted after I ask each of the questions here. Some things are going to float to the top for you to consider now. figure out which ones they are, and I invite you this week to take action on those. Complete the membership of your medical team. Involve other healthcare professionals that can help you get sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. There are many possibilities out there in this wonderful world of ours. There are many individuals who can provide help. We can't involve everyone on our medical team, and there are only certain individuals that need to be members now. Use this meditation again and again until you are clear who it is that also needs to be involved with your medical care now. It's been a pleasure as we have replicated the experience of Edgar Cayce, knowing that all of us can get invaluable information when we connect with resources that reflect the highest wisdom for us. You've been listening to Parkinson's Recovery and Robert Rogers. Good day.